much about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Science says global warming, but I can't help thinking it has something to do with Jews.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hi, I'm Peter Griffin. You know, there's an issue facing many Americans today that I know concerns a great number of us. According to Gallup polls, 1 in 12 Americans is unaware that the bird is the word. I, for one, dream of an America where everybody knows that the bird is the word.
You're my homies, Kevin and Bean.
And now...
Hi. Can I ask you a few questions? Would you say that you are enjoying yourself and having fun, having a moderate amount of fun and somewhat enjoying yourself, or having no fun and no enjoyment? I'm going to put a lot of fun.
Our feature presentation.
I like she doesn't wait for the answer.
That's good. Sure. I'm going to put you down for good fun.
That's how you can get the answer you always want, is if you supply it yourself.
Morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's a brand new program. It is a Wednesday morning.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Bean.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, are we going to hear about Beer Mug complaining about being hungry every 30 seconds again today, or is he going to be back to normal?
I hope he's going to be back to normal, because I can't take it.
I'm good today.
Here's the thing about Beer Mug is that he doesn't... There's a lot of levels here. He doesn't eat. I think he's homeless. He doesn't eat. So when he's here at work, he eats like a pig. He just, oh, you gonna finish that? You gonna finish that? He orders
usually because you're buying those. So I think that is more evidence that he's probably homeless, doesn't
Could
have
be.
Any money. So he just has to sponge off of other people at work.
But he eats like crazy.
Yeah, we guard our food now.
So yesterday he had a blood test and he had to be fasting through the show. And you know how that really is kind of super annoying.
Especially when you get up super early.
Yeah.
Right.
And but no one's ever complained more in the history of man than
yes.
Beer Mug did yesterday.
You would have thought his legs were in a bear trap with as often as he brought it up. It was like every fire.
My legs are on fire.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. About every, you know, two and a half minutes, he would say, "Oh man, I wish I could eat. I sure am hungry.
I'm hungry right now."
I mean, it's like he was, what was the movie? The movie with the guy who had to cut off his own arm. It was like he was that guy.
127 hours, yeah.
Yeah, he was 127 hours guy.
No, that guy didn't complain, Bean.
But he was just so obsessed with his predicament that he could see no way out. And he refused to let us not all share in his misery because he had to fast, I don't know, for one morning. From the time he got up until noon, he couldn't eat.
That's funny. We've all done that. And it always sucks, but you really only try to bring it up, I'd say, less than 50 times within a five-hour span.
I feel like I was fasting, too, just because you wouldn't shut up.
Just hearing about it. How much did you eat when you finally got out of your blood test? And by the way, I still don't get why you need the blood test. Arnold admitted it was his child.
That's true.
That is true. It wasn't the question of what I ate. It's what I ordered. Thinking that my stomach was still, you know, in eating shape, I ordered way more than I could eat and only ate half of it. I ordered like 3 plates at the restaurant I went to.
Okay. All right. But didn't eat that much.
No.
Is that normally how much you can eat?
Normally, yeah. Normally I eat, you know, I end up spending like $20 at a restaurant where a plate is like, you know, $8.
So fasting from 5 to noon.
Yes.
Shrank your stomach.
It wasn't in eating shape anymore, Lisa.
I fasted from the time
I went
to bed.
You fall apart fast.
I fasted from the time I went to bed.
Okay, but
7.
Again, it's not like you were in a cave for 40 days, okay? You weren't the Chilean miners here. You just didn't eat one overnight and morning. How much difference do you think that made to your stomach?
It's tough, Bean. I'm an eater.
No, but that's not the point. The point is, if you don't eat for 2 weeks, the size of your stomach would shrink.
My stomach is instantaneous.
10 hours, 12 hours, whatever.
You missed one meal how much you missed. You missed breakfast. That's all
you
missed.
Guys.
To be fair, he missed about 3 meals, which he eats well in between 5 a.m. and 10 a.m.
That's true. I forgot he's breakfast, lunch, and dinner during the course of our show. Yeah. Right. Hey, real quick, speaking of eating, I have to bring up my new hero, Don Gorski. I don't know if you saw him in the news yesterday. He's from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. And he ate yesterday, Lisa May prepared a gag, he ate his 25 thousandth Big Mac.
Oh, God.
His 25,000th. No. Now, the reason we know the number is because my man Don is a little bit obsessive compulsive.
I was going to ask that because I've eaten, I was thinking I've eaten a lot, but I would have no idea what the number is.
Right.
I bet you it's not 25,000.
No, but
he keeps track of such things. Okay, right. He ate his first one on May 17th, 1972.
Okay, don't need this much detail.
And he not only keeps track of it, by the way, but he has saved the receipts for everyone. He has saved the Big Mac cartons that they came in, and he has a calendar that shows how many Big Macs he ate every day. So he can go back and find out how many Big Macs he ate on, April 9th, 1981, if you want. He's got the list.
Wow. How's that helpful? Hey, dude, how many did you eat on that Tuesday back in 1981?
He eats at least two every day, but he doesn't go to McDonald's every day. He stocks up. He buys six Big Macs on Monday and eight on Thursday, and then he just heats them up at home. He's got spares in his freezer in case of emergency. If he's going to be in a situation where he's traveling, he's not sure he's going to be able to find a McDonald's, which, by the way, I think there's no place in the United States where there's not a McDonald's within 100 miles of you.
Yeah.
If he's traveling, like he's going to a sporting event or something like that, he'll pack Big Macs and take them with him. So, he's at the Packers game or something like that. He makes sure to have his Big Macs. Some days he eats up to nine.
Big Macs in one day.
Yes, but he always eats at least one.
Wow.
He slowed down in the days leading up to May 17th because he thought it would be special to have his 25,000th on the anniversary of the date that he started as well.
Wow, I bet that was exciting for him.
McDonald's made a big deal out of it, and they had 300 people there to show up and watch him eat it, and they did a big promotion around him and gave out buttons with his face on it, and he's a hero in town.
No, he's not. You're wrong. He's not a hero in town.
He's a freak.
In case you're wondering, Lisa, because you're all mishealth, what's his cholesterol? He had it checked recently as 156. Average good cholesterol rating for men his age is 208.
What does he weigh?
He's 6,000 pounds.
It doesn't say, but I have heard he is an average-sized guy. He's not fat. He's an average-sized guy.
Yeah.
He estimates he's consumed over 200,000 Coca-Colas with those Big Macs, and he's saved every can of Coca-Cola.
Now, what's that for? I don't get the saving.
He's obsessive-compulsive. That's what it's for.
Yeah, I know, but, let's say you keep a diary or whatever. Write it down. Where does he put all that stuff?
He's got a basement.
Giant basement?
Keeps it all in the basement, yeah.
And would you ever go down there?
No, but is he now a hoarder?
Yes.
Really? Hasn't gotten upstairs yet?
This is the only thing. I mean, from what I've understood, they don't say that he saves newspapers too. I mean, he collects things that are related to his quest for the Big Mac crown. And by the way, here's the last thing I'll tell you, then we'll move on.
Wait, is there a Big Mac crown? I mean, does somebody own that title?
Has someone eaten more than that?
Yeah.
I'm sure he considers that he's the champ, right. But I'm certainly not going to argue with it. But the last question you're all thinking is, yes, he is married.
Wow.
This man was able to get a wife.
Wow.
So if you're out there and you weren't, what does that say about you?
My question was, does he want fries with that? Because that's a lot of fries as well.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. Actually, that's not covered in the article, what he gets with his Big Mac. If it's just he just eats it by itself or if he also gets fries and a milkshake. I don't know.
All right, Bean, you think this is crazy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Haircuts across America.
That's all. That's not crazy. No, that's not crazy. That makes a lot of sense.
Same thing. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Not interested.
We have tickets to the Weenie Roast.
Give
you a chance to earn those. It's Linkin Park and Rise Against the Strokes, Bad Religion, Cage the Elephant, A Day to Remember, Face to Face, Neon Trees, the Airborne Toxic event, and a lot more. So keep listening for that. We have Bean's dog trying to commit suicide because
how dare you?
He wants to get away from Bean. He's desperate to get away from Bean. We have a maid walked in on you in a hotel room.
Oh, that happens a lot.
Happens to everyone.
Doesn't
maids,
happen often enough, if you want my opinion.
Maids don't care, man. They just they put the key in, and then as they're pushing the door, they just might knock. Maybe.
Yeah.
Because they're in a hurry, and they don't need any of your BS.
I don't know. I mean, it's the worst job in the world, by the way, cleaning up after somebody else every day. But how many rooms, I wonder, in most hotels do they have to do in an hour? They don't have time to sit around and wait for 3 minutes outside your door to make sure it's okay to come in. They just got to churn them and burn them.
Right. Yeah. So they just head on in, and if you're in there naked, that happens. And they don't care. And you don't care unless you're the head of a giant international banking fund or whatever that guy was. We're also going to talk to the creator of planking.
Which
this
is...
guy actually started the planking craze?
I believe he's the guy behind it, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is taking pictures of yourself laying flat as a board on your face someplace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's the extent of it. Yeah. You didn't miss part of it. That's the whole
thing.
That's
the whole thing.
Why?
I couldn't
it's
do
everywhere.
That.
Why? We don't know. It
you
is
should
everywhere.
Do that.
It seems easy.
And Axis of Awesome also, which I can't wait
they're
for.
They're great.
And you're going to hear in about a half hour how the world's going to end on Saturday. But here's the
or
good
Friday,
news.
Or Friday, go by me.
Here's the good news. The world's not going to end on Saturday. So you got that going for you.
You don't know, man.
All right, we're going to take a break. We tried to get a follow-up call with this guy on Monday, and they declined, saying that for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
Very sad song for Beer Mug, by the way, living under a bridge and then having to come in here and have it rubbed in his face with that song, right?
That's true.
All right, it's Wednesday on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman joins us for the Showbiz Beat. Hey, Ralph, what's
up? Hey. Well, now we know who the mother of Arnold Schwarzenegger's love child is. She's been identified as Mildred Baena, 50 years old.
Mildred.
Housekeeper for the Schwarzenegger family for 20 years before retiring in January. Yeah.
Hmm.
According to TMZ, she began to pursue Arnold in the late 90s when she was working there. And she reportedly told friends that she and Schwarzenegger had unprotected sex during the day at his house.
She was, so she must have been doing that on purpose. She wanted to have a kid by him. Maybe.
No word exactly why it was unprotected, but
she's telling
they didn't
friends.
Seem to be concerned.
Yeah.
She didn't tell Schwarzenegger that he was the father of the child until the boy was a toddler.
So like 2 years later, she said, oh yeah, you know that kid that's been
around
here
kid?
A lot?
Yeah, that's yours.
Yours.
Have we heard whether there was ever a DNA test or anything to confirm that Arnold was the child? Or is this just coming from her and Arnold believed her?
Oh, I don't think.
I don't think he's taking any chances.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think this is the kind of thing he would just go,
oh, okay.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you win. I'm sure there was some research done because he has been paying her for some time. And now they say that may be why he told Maria when he did about the relationship. Because how do you explain checks to your housekeeper after she's already left your employ in January?
Oh, good point. Good point.
What? We're still paying her? What?
That's odd. She hasn't worked for us since January. Why are you still writing her checks, Arnold?
I forgot.
What about the pictures?
What about
of
the
her?
Dogs, Michael?
What about the pictures of her, Ralph?
She's not hot. That's what you're getting at.
She's way not hot.
Yeah.
And I know that's not the point here, but at least there'd be a tiny, tiny sliver of, well, I can see why. I can see how that happened. But what's the deal?
Well, look what he married.
Yeah,
look
not
who
hot
he married.
The Skeletor, yeah.
Not hot?
Yeah.
I don't think it matters for Arnold. I don't think that's particularly one of his criteria.
Yeah.
I think proximity is more important than beauty.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you here?
Yeah.
Are you just standing right there?
You're available and hitting on me. Your line goes way down.
Yeah, you're a sex target. Name my new album. I'll be picking it all
sex
up.
Target.
Sex target. Yeah.
His entire procedure is vagina, check. That's it.
Charlie Sheen may not be the winning guy he wants us all to believe.
Really?
Yeah, a new story comes out this week that his last contract, when he last was working for Warner Brothers doing Two and a Half Men, he was busted, flat broke, and so had to borrow $10 million against his salary from Warner Brothers.
Flat broke?
Yeah. You got to give me $10 million towards my future episodes, and I'll pay you back.
Wow.
So they gave him $10 million up front. He paid them back in the first 10 episodes, and then he did make a 1.25 per episode after the fact. He did 16 episodes.
All right.
So of that last year. So he made, you know, close to $10 million, but still, or eight, whatever that would be. But yeah, they're saying, you know, don't believe his winning ways financially because odds are he is probably hurting financially if he had to borrow the $10 million up front. Apparently, he's very overextended.
Oops.
And drugs aren't cheap either, by the way.
No. And $30,000 a night, girls aren't cheap either.
No, they're not. You know what they cost, roughly?
That adds up.
About $30,000.
About 30
grand
in one night.
Girls. Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't know if he's going to be able to handle breaking up with Bar Raffaelli. I don't know. He might be heartbroken. He might be just spending time alone, crying in his beer.
A guy like that can't easily get another woman.
Oh, wait a minute. Now he's with Blake Lively.
Oh.
Hi, how are you? Oh. That's a relief.
That's
for a minute
so
there,
funny.
I thought he was going to be alone.
That's the thing about celebrities. You look at him, you go, wow, they lost so-and-so. But then you don't realize that they have the option of all the other great so-and-sos.
Yeah. Blake Lively and Leonardo DiCaprio.
All right. A step down, but not bad.
Reacquainted at a hotel in Cannes, France last Friday. Apparently they're hanging out at the Cannes Film Festival together. So that's a good place to hang out.
Sure.
Sure.
With Leo and Blake.
South of France? Why not?
South of France. It's lovely. And what happens to old reality stars when the cameras stop rolling? TMZ.com is reporting that Danielle Staub, who was catapulted into the public eye as one of the Real Housewives of New Jersey, has just signed a 3-year deal with Scores Gentlemen's Club in New York.
All right.
She has become a stripper.
She hot?
Yay! Nope.
Nope. Okay.
She is a 48-year-old Jersey housewife with a bunch of plastic surgery.
Man.
Keep She's the lights not a man. Low. She's not a man.
Well.
It's not that bad.
Close. Keep the lights down, though.
So they're hoping, of course, that her residual fame will bring people in the club to watch her dance. 3-year deal.
Close, she's very homely.
That's pretty. That's a pretty deal right there. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Chow Yun-fat.
Hey,
is 56 years old today. Martika, remember Martika?
Yeah.
Singer actress Martika.
What's sure.
Tin yeah. Soldiers. Remember Tin Soldiers? Soldiers?
Toy Soldiers.
Toy Soldiers. Toy Soldiers. Remember Toy Soldiers?
No, but I remember the Eminem song that used it.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
She's 42 years old today. Comedian, actress, writer, producer, director, all-around good gal, Tina Fey celebrates her 41st birthday today. Nope.
Yep.
I love Tina Fey more than anybody. Yep. Hot, I think she is hilarious and super talented.
This is where
there's Nobel.
Does not speak for anyone else.
Nobel Peace Prize right there.
No one in the room thinks Tina Fey is hot.
I do think she's...
She's attractive, and when she puts on makeup, and, I mean, she's got a nice figure and all.
She's
not hot.
Super
not
witty, hot. Got a great personality.
Great
I'd
personality.
Go Nobel.
Super talented.
Nobel.
I'm not saying she's unattractive.
No, not at all, but Nobel. Hmm.
Sorry.
Okay. You could be wrong.
You can take that back there, Kevin.
Yeah. Give me 1 second
here. All right. There we go. Oh. Air
feels better, right?
Does it? Yeah.
The world's all good again.
And Jack Johnson celebrates his 36th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, party people. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. We are heading fast into, well, actually, we're already into the summer movie season. It starts earlier and earlier. It used to be you waited till Memorial Day, and now it seems like every single weekend there's another big movie opening up. Like, you know, you had Thor a couple weeks ago. You got The Hangover coming up. When the hell is Piranha 3D? When's that coming out?
Piranha 3 Double D.
Double D, even better. Piranha was the movie of the year last year, if you want my opinion.
Well,
yeah, maybe The Human Centipede, but it was going to be definitely between one of those two.
Those two were the best.
And we couldn't be happier to know that they're actually making a Piranha 3 Double D sequel. I can't wait.
Now, the first one, they had Richard Dreyfuss and Christopher Lloyd, Elizabeth Shue and Ving Rhames.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they had quite a cast. Kelly Brook. This one, they have announced Gary Busey, who's going to be in it. And now
fantastic.
Now they've come out and said that David Hasselhoff will also be in Piranha 3 Double D.
Busey and Hasselhoff in the same movie. How does it get any better than that?
I don't know.
Well, we wanted to find out more about how the filming is going, so we have our good friend the Hoff on the line with us right now here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, David Hasselhoff. How are you?
Hey, Kevin and Bean. The Hoff loves to rock.
Right. That's what I understand. This is going to be the first thing that you've been in years that I can't wait to see, David.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Wait a minute.
So tell us about Piranha 3 Double D.
This is going to be the greatest movie you've ever seen. I'm serious. I was so excited when I read the script.
Right.
That I agreed to do this for half my usual salary.
Uh-huh.
I hope this one turns out half as well as the first one did. I guarantee you, these piranha are going to make you scream your heads off.
Right. A lot of half puns.
You sure are working your name into every sentence.
They rip the flesh right off your bones.
Right.
These piranhas do.
Sure.
They're dangerous.
Uh-huh.
Now, can you tell us if you die on screen? Because that would make a lot of moviegoers happy.
I can't. Oh, thank you. I can't. Wait a minute. I can't tell you anything. I'm sworn to secrecy. We're just starting to shoot the show, and it's.
Oh, you're already shooting. Okay,
yeah,
good.
I just stepped off the set here to talk to you guys.
Yeah, never ceases to crack you up, does it?
Oh, I'll tell you. I do. I can't tell you. I play a hero in this thing.
You're a hero. Okay.
And,
okay.
I save the day, and then I ride Hop into the sunset.
Yeah, well, sure you do.
Sure.
Now,
that's not that funny.
Do you have... Oh, come on. All right.
It's not that funny.
Do you have any scenes with the great Gary Busey?
I do. Gary and I worked together in this film, and I'll tell you, that guy's Hop is rocker.
Yeah, he sure is. Yeah. He would say the same about you.
It's just not that funny.
It's a long time since I've heard the Hop so happy.
He's Hop a sandwich short of a picnic. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, he is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hold on. They just brought me my breakfast drink. Hold on a second.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Orange juice.
What do you have? Like a smoothie or something? Or juice? Or?
Scotch.
Well, scotch?
Scotch you should... smoothie.
You, a Scotch smoothie.
I haven't heard about that before.
That sounds terrible.
It does, actually. You shouldn't really. No, it's not.
Now you know what it's like. Very serious.
Okay.
Scotch smoothie is very serious.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
I would apologize.
Maybe you shouldn't be drinking Scotch.
Maybe you shouldn't be drinking
Scotch. Well, I'm not.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have some for you then. Okay.
Well, you don't need. Oh, you shouldn't even have some for you.
Slow down. You've been in and out of rehab. You don't need to be drinking in the morning. You just don't. It's best if you stay. Oh, come on, David. Yeah, well, not again.
I understand.
It's a pretty strong smoothie.
I'm okay.
It hits you pretty hard, doesn't it?
This is a mess.
Right.
It is a mess.
I want to make another movie called Hoftopus. Half me, half octopus.
I think we get that.
Damn you, Hoftopus.
Oh,
wow.
Do you need to go, David?
I'm all right.
Wait, didn't you just step off the set? How are you going to continue? Huh?
What?
I'm all right.
Right.
I'm all right.
How are you going to do your lines like this?
Homeboy.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is sad. No one has ever taken alcohol harder than David Hasselhoff.
Wow. I miss that song.
We'll stay on the phone as long as you want, huh?
Do some more of that song.
You all right? Oh, yeah.
Right.
Weenie Roast Tickets, you can win. Coming up on today's Kevin and Bean Show, plus our friends from the Axis of Awesome will be here. Just a tremendous comedy act, and they're going to be joining us in about 30 minutes or so. Talk about upcoming live appearances that you can be there for. Right now, though, on the Kevin and Bean Show, we want to talk about the worldwide phenomena that is known as planking.
Now, the first time I heard about this was in your death corner, right? That's not how you want to be introduced to something.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Even though it's been around for a long time and hundreds of thousands of people do it, you're right, Kevin. It's in the news a lot this week because the guy in Australia was trying to take a picture of himself. And all it really is just laying face down still and taking a picture, usually in an unusual or famous location. So this guy decided it would be funny to take a picture lying on a balcony in a hotel or office building or something like that, too high up to fall and live.
Well, 20 stories, if that's what you're saying.
Yeah. And that's exactly what happened. Yeah. He ended up dying by trying to take a wacky photo for the internet. And you're right. That's not the kind of planking that most people are interested
in. This is crazy. Take the photo. Can you see me? I'm on the balcony. Did you take the photo? Whoa.
Oh, man.
Have you seen many pictures of planking?
Yes. It's really stupid.
It's so dumb.
But
it's
I like
so
it.
Dumb.
But I really like it because it's so,
just so random.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I also think I would run out of energy on it pretty quickly, too. You know what I mean?
You might do it once, but then you'd be bored with trying it again.
Or one day, you know, or something like that. But yeah, I couldn't imagine what this guy created it like 7 years ago.
Oh, really?
He's still planking 7 years in. It's still fascinating to you? Because most of these pictures aren't like super dangerous like that one on the balcony. Most of them are just on a handrail or, you know, it's a little dangerous, maybe, escalator.
Or laying in front of the Taj Mahal or the Eiffel Tower or something like that. I mean, that's what some people are really into is the making it historical in that way.
All right, but, we have Matt now, Bean, so if you want to talk to him. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Matt is the CEO of The Face.
That's what he called it.
He called it The Face, and now it is known as planking. And he joins us on the phone from Melbourne, Australia, and it's a pleasure, Matt, to get you on. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How you guys doing?
Very good.
Doing great.
You.
Did we hear correctly that you've been planking, although by a different name, for 7 years now?
Correct.
How do you stick with that? I mean, I find it funny because it's random and silly, and some of them are funny, but I don't know that I got 7 years of planking in me.
Well, you know, I started off with a bunch of friends that were dancers and b-boys.
Right.
And it was just a joke, really. We'd like just, it was like more of a spontaneous act than anything that it is now, you know, that's blown up in the media.
Right.
But it was just a joke running for friends and absolutely hilarious. And I stuck between all my friends for a very long time. But now, obviously, with the fuel of the media and people passing away, you know, and Facebook, you know, information's so easy to spread that, you know, it's blown up into a fad over here in Australia.
Thank God that guy died, right?
Because, he passed over on the weekend. He fell off a balcony, a seven-story balcony. But I got news just yesterday that a guy fell off another balcony, I guess, and he's in a coma now.
So okay, good.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Wow, people are stupid. People are just really stupid. Like, you could go, look, I find planking funny. I find it random. I don't know why you would do it. Maybe that's part of the appeal. But I'm not going to do it on a balcony. I mean, most people have that kind of common sense.
Right. I mean, just like they might enjoy riding a bicycle, but they're not going to ride a bicycle off the Grand Canyon because there's danger there. It's the same sort of thing. Now, Matt, do you still plank as well, even though it's 7 years on? Is it something that you're still doing?
Well, no, not really now, because everybody's on it, you know?
Sure.
Well, you know, what's the point now? It's basically almost illegal here. You can get fined on the spot for even...
You can get fined on the spot for doing it? Even if you're just, like, laying on a sidewalk? Oh, I have bad connection.
Yeah, or even on the road, or people are doing it on police cars, and, you know... It's
okay, now that's funny. Right now. That's funny. Doing it on a police car is funny, especially if it's illegal.
So Matt, are you part of the Facebook page for planking that has hundreds of thousands of people involved? Is that something you're doing as well?
No, I have absolutely no affiliation with that Facebook page.
Okay, and you're not part of that Brisbane Planking Association Championship League or anything, are you?
No, not at all. Right. Those guys, they started that in 2009. I've seen some guys in the UK do it. But when I was doing 2004, there was no championship, there was no stage show, there wasn't anything like that. It was more just an act with friends, you know?
And sure.
It's blown up because it's full of the internet, you know?
Yeah, right. Of course. Yeah, the internet can make almost anything worldwide in a matter of days. It is remarkable to see how fast things spread that way. Are you shocked at how long this has been popular and how popular it is with so many people?
Well, put it this way. I woke up one morning and I was watching one of the morning TV shows here, similar to the NBC Live in the morning or something like that. And the host introduced the show with her doing the plank on TV.
Right.
And my phone started getting calls from everybody and emails saying, that's what you did like so many years ago. What's going on there, you know? And I just recently checked when I listened to you guys before that there's a USA planking website.
Oh, sweet. They're already on it.
Caught on.
I'd like to call them out. I'd like to say that the Kevin and Bean Show will take on any team and kick your asses.
Are you saying that we'd be excellent plankers because no one can lay down like we can?
You can just lay down, face down, and take a picture. I can do that.
Hey, this is my kind of fad, though. I'm not athletic enough or really interested enough to, you know, to ghost ride the whip or any of the other stuff that actually involves, you know, some athleticism. This is about my speed, just being able to go out into the road and lay down. I think I can handle this, and I think I might start it on a regular basis today.
Well, that's how it started in general, because I was hanging out with b-boys and dancers and stuff. And
that's who we hang out with.
All these dancers wanted to get photos in front of the opera house and stuff like that, and they wanted me to be in the photos, but I couldn't get on my head or get in a handstand position and do some crazy tricks. So I just thought, you know what, I'm just going to lay down in every photo, and that's right there, that's how it was born.
All right, were you drunk at the time?
No.
All right.
Well, I mean, you were 17 at the time, so it's a reasonable question. Exactly. All right, Matt. Well, anything else you want us to know about planking all the way from Melbourne, Australia today?
Well, do it safely, guys.
Do it safely.
It's a joke. It's pretty much, it's as stupid as most pointless thing in the world. you know, just do it safely. And that's all I really can say. We've got people dying over here, and it's all tragic. And it's all over the news.
I don't know how tragic it is because people who are that dumb are not going to go on and cure cancer or do, you know, some kind of important work. I mean, come on now.
Well, and they could just be misjudging, you know, the size of the rail or whatever it is. I don't think they're automatically stupid, but they certainly do not have much common sense. That's for sure. All right. Well, it's like having Neil Armstrong on to talk about going to the moon when you get a chance to catch up with Matt Fernandez, the man who started the international craze now known as planking. Matt, good luck to you, my friend. Thanks a lot for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Cheers, guys. Thanks, sir.
Cheers to you as well. Put a shrimp on the bobby.
Couldn't resist, could you?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 6:53.
Speaking of the dog days are over, next hour the guys are going to try to convince me that my beloved Atomic, age 14, is trying to kill himself. And I don't know what you're basing that on, but I'm curious to hear your
evidence. Hurled himself down the stairs? Gee, what else do we need?
Fell down the stairs.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, fell.
Yeah. Sure. Uh-huh.
That's on the way.
He's perfectly healthy.
He is. Axis of Awesome will be here in a few minutes. So don't forget, Weedy Roast tickets later. Right now, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Before I get to Showbiz news, I've got some passes to give away to the world premiere of The Hangover Part 2.
Yay!
Grauman's Chinese Theater happens tomorrow night, May the 19th. You'll get to see Bradley Cooper, Ed Helms, Zach Galifianakis, Justin Bartha, Ken Jeong, Mike Tyson. It's the whole gang on the red carpet to celebrate the release of their movie, Hangover Part 2. You see it before anybody else. Get to see your friends. Oh, you're going to see Hangover Part 2 this weekend?
Saw it.
World premiere, red carpet. Blow me! So if you'd like to go, first three callers right now, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call. First three people who get through, boom, pair of passes, just like that. Because I love you.
That's how you are.
That's how I am. Also, this week I did mention that I will be hosting the evening with the cast and creators of Fringe at the Paley Center, which is formerly the Museum of Television and Radio over there in Beverly Hills.
Right.
Got an interesting email regarding that from listener Edwin. Ralph, since you have a relationship with the Paley people, can you please suggest that they have a tribute to the multimedia icons who were responsible for hosting Godzilla Theater, the Addams Family Marathon on Thanksgiving Day, and Pure Insanity?
I don't recognize any of those titles.
I want to attend. And like you at the Fringe Tribute, I'd like to say, what happened? So we'll see what we can do to get Kevin and Bean their own evening with over at the Paley Center. See if we can celebrate their television career.
Those hosts have retired, and they're reclusive now, so they're unavailable for interviews regarding
their
television work.
Remember when you guys had ambition? Nope. You had ambition? You tried to do TV work?
No.
You don't remember those days?
No,
Maybe we should do a retrospective here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I don't think we need that.
I think we've done them all separately, but we could do one break where we just touch base with Godzilla Theater and the Addams Family Thanksgiving Day Marathon.
As fun as that sounds.
And then Pure Insanity, your hilarious game show that you hosted.
Yeah.
With MTV's Alan Hunter.
Sure, that's right.
How many hosts did that show need, by the way? With three guys rocking the stage there.
Two different than us.
Yeah, it was for sure.
Why can't you just give us credit for trying something, realizing we were bad at it, and then giving it up? It's not like we continued to audition and do television. We realized very quickly that it wasn't for us.
Well, obviously you did. You did keep doing television because you did gay-ass videos, whatever that show was, on KDOC. You did that one.
Right.
You did E. I remember you were on the early days of E. You guys were on there. You did Godzilla Theater. You did
Chopsaki Theater.
you did the Addams Family Marathon. You did Pure Insanity. I'm just saying, there was a lot of TV to be had.
And the reason we were doing all those is because we had a fledgling radio show. We were trying to get anybody to listen to us. And we thought, hey, let's try to get our names out there.
And
by
you
doing
thought by
TV.
Doing bad television would really inspire people to tune into the radio show.
Like anyone else.
You think we're bad here. Yeah. Wait till you hear us on the radio, people. Woo!
But like anyone else, we look at it and we go, that's easy. And
then we're slow learners,
and you go, wow, that's not so easy. People that make it look easy are really talented.
Well, I'm pushing to get you back on television.
Yeah,
that's
no
I'm
thanks.
Saying.
It's a nice thought, but no. Yeah.
Speaking of coming back on television, Michael J. Fox has announced he's going to be one of the guest stars on the upcoming season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Sweet.
I'll tell you something. Michael J. Fox is a ballsy mother effer. Guy with Parkinson's disease and keeps going out and keeps working.
Yeah.
Plays characters now with Parkinson's. Shows up on TV shows and is great.
Yeah, always great.
And Curb, you know Larry David on that show is going to mock him or something.
In
you know how
Curb, he plays himself. And Larry moves into the apartment below his in New York City.
Right.
Larry then believes that Michael J. Fox is being symptomatic with the Parkinson's just to annoy him. A whole passive-aggressive thing where he's complaining because Michael is shuffling and making noises upstairs. And he gets very annoyed. He confronts Michael over
it. I love that show so much.
It's so good.
They have never been ones to shy away from the tough subjects when it comes to humor. And it sounds like that's going to be very funny. American Idol's talking about changing the way people vote for that show.
Oh, okay. Tell me more.
They have decided, well, the producer at least has decided he would like to discuss with Fox the possibility of making it a one-device, one-vote premise so that a bunch of 12-year-old girls can't get on the phone and vote 9 million times for Clay Aiken. You just have one device that you can use, and you get one person, one vote. This way, he thinks it would reflect more importantly the out of everyone who watches
the genuine
appreciation and voting for that one particular artist, as opposed to some people loading up on an artist to push them over the top.
Well, that does make sense that teenage girls would be more passionate and vote thousands of times. So, I mean, for instance, this season, Ralph, we had 4 or 5 weeks in a row where very talented girls were let go, and they think that that's why, right?
Yes.
Because no one turned their chair around. Nobody hit the button and turned their chair around.
That's a different show.
And then, what?
Different show. No. And I'm saddened by this news. Lisa Edelstein announced yesterday that she will not be returning to House for its 8th and final season. Cuddy will not be on the show any longer.
Punk-ass bitch.
Lisa released a statement yesterday saying she was leaving the show after 7 years with mixed feelings. She's excited to take on new projects, but she will miss the character that she played for 7 years. Reportedly, she was asked to take a pay cut to remain on the show for the final year because they're cutting back on the budget. She declined to take that pay cut, and so she's just going to leave the show and move on. So the Cuddy House relationship has run its course, and I think it's kind of appropriate.
Yeah.
It sort of did so this season, I think. They kind of gave it every possible permutation they could give, and now she's going to be moving on. So the good news is Robert Sean Leonard and Omar Epps will be returning. Hugh Laurie is in the last year of his contract, so we'll get one more year at least at a House before it's all over. Did you see it this week, by the way?
No.
Yes.
Wow. Honked up.
Taped it, really?
Even for that show? Spoiler alert. House decides he's going to operate on himself.
On himself?
Yeah. Hops in the bathtub. Starts operating on himself.
Sweet.
Goes really well, though.
That does not go well, Lisa.
What part of his body
I would say poorly.
Operating on.
His leg.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Here's the thing. He's fine. He numbs himself up. And he's got his MRI up there, and so he's going to take out some tumors, right? So he cuts his leg open, and he's numb. And so he gets out the first one. But then he gets in there, and things go badly.
Oh. Mm.
Now what do? You got your leg splayed open in front of you. And you're going into shock, and you're losing blood rapidly, and you're in your bathtub.
Yeah.
That
isn't good for you.
That is not good for you.
You call 911.
Can't just get up and walk out.
No. He doesn't call 911. He's House. He's working his way through his cell phone, his friends, family. People aren't picking up. It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God.
It's just a bad, bad scene.
Sweet.
Bad stuff.
Do you remember when Spock had to talk McCoy through performing brain surgery on himself? Remember that? When Spock needed brain surgery?
Yeah, put Spock's brain back in his head is what he had to do.
Yes. Yeah. And he's the one who told McCoy how to do it. That was so awesome.
Yeah.
Got to do self-surgery stories again.
Very different than House. Very different.
Not even close.
McCoy wasn't there?
Nah. Very different. Today's celebrity birthday is Chow Yun-Fat.
Hey!
Hey!
He's 56 years old today. Jack Johnson turns 36. Comedian Tina Fey is 41 years old today.
Yeah, I know.
He's uncontrollable with that because he finds her attractive.
Reflex.
He doesn't care.
We really need to have. When do we send Bean to The Hague and have some sort of court hearing about whether he gets to keep the bell or not?
You could ask the
it's
king.
Getting
He'll
ridiculous.
Tell you. We're getting a tremendous amount
That's
of love
fine.
With the
it's,
Facebook and the Twitter.
It's not about them.
Tina Fey fans.
Not about
I'm just
them.
Saying.
It's not about the fans. The fans don't vote. This isn't the People's Effing Choice Awards, okay?
Right. A listener who threatened to riot if Tina Fey doesn't get a bell. Now,
riot
I don't know what
away.
That entails.
We are not responsible for their feelings. They're entitled to their opinion, but it has nothing to do with the bell and this room.
I don't think
I'm just
I don't
saying.
Think we need to trust Bean with something that represents all of
That's
us.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I
when
agree.
Are we finally going to have the hearing?
I hear you.
World Court.
Crimes against humanity. We have to bring them up on charges.
To go to the Hague, though? That's where we have to go.
That's where we're going.
All right.
So calling Tina Fey hot, which she is a crime against humanity. I just want to make sure we're not overblowing this.
I'm just saying it adds to your list of many crimes against humanity. That's all. And if a guy has many felonies, you don't necessarily want to give him a permit to carry a gun. You know what I'm saying?
Good point.
You have to adjudicate with prejudice.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either,
I'm
but it's, I saw it on Southland once.
Okay.
And that's it. I'm just curious. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
What's up, party people? Got a chance for you to win tickets to join us at the Weenie Roast, which is coming up very soon, a week from Saturday, June 4th, the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. We'll give you those tickets next hour here on the Kevin Amin Show. Right now, though, speaking of great live entertainment, it's our friends in Axis of Awesome back on the Kevin Amin Show.
Yes, thank you.
What a
thank
lovely
you.
Segue. Oh,
thank you so much.
Jordan, Benny, Lee, great to see you guys again. Now, we haven't, I don't think we've spoken with you since the April Foolishness Show about 6 weeks ago, right?
No, no, I thought you were angry at us and you didn't return our calls. We were really sad.
Yeah, because everybody was screaming. It didn't seem like anybody enjoyed it.
I kept calling up and you were like, you've won the prize. I'm like, no, I just want to talk to Kevin and Bean.
We keep running it back in our minds about what a special night that was, how much fun that was. Sold out, 6,000 people, raised a ton of money for charity. And every year, there's something new. I mean, we know the comedians are going to be great because you guys are professional. All of you are professional. You donate your time and you come out. But every year, there's a surprise. And the surprise for us, I think, was how you won over a crowd who many people did not know who you were when you stepped out on that stage. I'm sure you're aware of that.
And we
you owned them. You owned them from minute one. And that's just so impressive to us to see a comedy act be able to do that. Because a lot of times, as you know, there's warming up involved, you know? But you guys just owned the room, and it was such a great performance. We can't thank you enough for doing it for us.
Oh, thank you. It was a great pleasure to be there. It was such a great night. And, I mean, that's the biggest crowd we've ever performed to, I think, live. And, was fun.
I'm only now learning that there was that many people there, and now I'm really nervous.
So for it. You don't have to be nervous because it already happened.
Oh, you can't be nervous with things in the past.
Right, it's over.
And you did well.
Yeah, you can still worry about them retrospectively.
Yeah, that's true.
Or if it's something you don't want people to find out about.
In fact, you should worry about it more because there's nothing you can do about it.
That's right. That's you're stuck with it, whatever happened. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, and I'll just say one more note about Foolishness before we move on to what's new with you guys and talk about this Thursday night, is that, and we hear this from all the comedians, is that the audience is they're rooting for you instead of a lot of comedy venues where you go and they're kind of rooting against you.
You know,
and it seemed like just everybody, even if they weren't there to see that person, was really into whoever was up on stage, and they're such a terrific audience. I love the people that come to that show.
Yeah, I think it's just because we look harmless. Yeah. You know, there's something about our look.
It's also the power of alcohol.
Sure, I mean, that's
a lot to be said for that.
Yeah. That helps a lot.
Now, have you made it a has been a regular deal for you at Largo? Is that kind of your home in Los Angeles now?
Well, we kind of kicked off our tour there in April, and then we went on the road for about 3.5 weeks, and now we're back there, kind of. So, yeah. We're going to do like a monthly residency, I guess you'd call it there, doing a show there for the LA people. Then we're going to go back on the road and do some more gigs out for the rest of America and then come back to where it's
That's great.
Yeah, where it's nice.
So Thursday night at the Largo, which is a fantastic venue down on La Cienega Boulevard in Los Angeles. Tickets are only $20, by the way, at the Largo box office, or you can just you can go to accessofawesome.net.
You guys could easily get $21.
Well,
I think.
Well, just to clarify, that is $20 American as well.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Right. Yeah.
You know, don't be confusing things with Australian dollars and think, oh, that's like, oh, $70.
Because a lot of people were thinking that, and we're very confused. I'm glad you brought that up.
We take both currencies, American and Australian.
Yeah, we are very, very proud of our exchange rate.
I don't believe those words have ever been said on our show.
That's true.
What's the universe of material that you have to choose from? Like, how many songs do you rotate in and out of the act for people who come?
Well, of our own, there's a couple of hours of material, but I mean, if we run out of them, then we'll just play some of Elton John's greatest hits. I'm a Billy Joel fan as well, so they'll come out.
Quite often we'll go to Elton John's catalogue before our own, just because his songs are so good.
Just to win people over.
Have you heard Rocket Man?
Yeah, Candle in the Wind.
Yeah, that is Crocodile Rock.
Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Hello, Good Times.
Can't go wrong there.
That's the full title, by the way. Hello, Good Times.
I didn't
is in brackets.
Know Hello, Good Times was in,
it's in brackets. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's odd.
Yeah. No, so we've done shows for the last couple of years, and we write a new hour every year. So we're kind of cherry picking the best of that for the States.
Axis of Awesome is on the Kevin Amin Show right now. Again, the Largo location is this Thursday night on La Cienega Boulevard. You can get tickets for just $20. You've got to see these guys live. And we don't really do them justice with the few minutes that we have here on the radio. But we do have time for you to perform a little bit today if you got a song you want to do for us.
Yeah, sure. All right, live music from Axis of Awesome on the Kevin Amin Show.
I'm a bird playing. I'm a bird playing. A part of me is a bird. The other part is a plane. See my feathers, hear my engines, my beak and my hydraulic suspensions. Bird plane, I'm a bird plane, I'm a bird plane. Check me out, I'm a bird,
check me out, I'm a bird plane. I wish that I could cry upon my beak, find a way to lie and pretend I'm not a freak. It may sound insane, it might be absurd, but I'm a plane and I'm also a bird. You may be confused, now don't be naive, 'cause I can eat diesel flavored birdseed, 'cause I'm a bird. It's not easy to be a bird plane.
Look at that. Access of awesome. Come on!
A band that brings their own sound effects.
Come on. I didn't realize how sexy Benny is when you guys are playing. I mean, seriously, that's a compliment to you, my friend.
Well, I...
Does
don't know what to say to
yeah,
that.
You should. He's turned a certain shade of
he certainly is.
Ordinarily, I'd say thank you. But
right, yeah. You say thank
well,
you, thank you,
madam. You know what? I'm just glad you're not in the room with us.
Yeah, yeah. You should be. Well, you already knew that the chicks love you. Now you know you got some guys out there that
oh,
are,
no, we,
that
we
are
know.
Noticing.
Oh, we've got internet stalkers.
Yeah, we got some crazy stalkers on the internet.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Not all of them female.
Axis of
Did
Awesome.
You know Twitter has a block function. Thank you, Twitter.
Oh, there you go. Axis of Awesome is here at the Kevin Beach Show again. They're playing the Largo. We're going to hear some more from the band and give you some tickets when we return right after this on the Kevin Beach.
Benny doing some crazy air drumming right there.
Yeah, it's one of my skills.
It's the world famous K-Rock. It is 25 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Our friends in Axis of Awesome are here on the Kevin and Bean Show today. You can see them at the Largo. That's going to be Thursday night at 8 o'clock. $20 is all it is. Go to the Largo box office or accessofawesome.net. By the way, we have tickets you can win if you want to give, if you want to go for free. You can call right now, 1-800-520-1067. We got a couple pair to hook you up with. Hey, how come, did you guys ever have a drummer? Benny, you're drumming along with the Foo Fighters there. Did you ever have a drummer in the band?
We once did a show where we had a dude in a giant bee costume who was the drummer.
I'm sorry, giant
well, of course
bee
you did.
Yeah, we did a show called The Axis of Awesome versus B.
Okay.
It was, it was an hour of us playing songs as if we were meant to have a drummer but couldn't find one, and there was also a bee on the loose.
It was a ridiculously stupid show.
Wow. And then, mushrooms? Alcohol? What?
No, pot? just these two. Just these two.
The way they work? Yeah, see, if we take any of those substances, it's all very boring and bland.
Yeah,
and
they just want to sit down and do some data entry.
So at the end of the show, this guy in the bee costume came out, and it turns out the bee that was looking for us to attack us was our drummer. So he would play in this massive big foam head like a mascot head.
Doesn't sound any better now.
Wait, let me finish.
It's a terrible part.
Okay, I've finished.
Don't worry. He stung someone on the final night. We won't be hearing from him again.
He's good choice.
So we've done some stuff with drummers, but I mean, it's kind of hard. That means someone else we have to pay. We have to split money four ways rather than three.
Sure, right.
I thought you were going to talk from a creative point of view about how it was another a fourth comedian because we're a comedy act. But no, the money is the most.
The money, of course, yeah. And I'm always fascinated because your act is so unusual, how it ended up being the way it is today. Was there ever a point where you did more parody songs?
Yeah, I think the start of our career, we started doing parodies, and then it's just too many legal troubles.
Yeah, pretty much.
Plus, I get the. I mean, there's more room for parodying genre if you do, you know, make original songs, and then you can make fun of
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
all
the whole industries,
yeah.
Right. Was it tough because of the act you do to get booked into comedy places at the beginning? Because that's not what people are expecting.
Yeah, there's also a lot of comedy clubs that we can't do because of, like, actual physical restrictions, like the stage size, or they don't have the right equipment to plug us in.
Are you sure they're not just telling you that?
Well, I've never been to these places, see, but I'm told they're very small.
I think it's something we're more finding in the US. I mean, back home and in the UK, that they do have a lot of variety acts at comedy nights, but in
so that's normal. But in the US,
yeah,
it's not.
In the US,
as
it's kind of just stand up. So yeah. We're finding a lot of.
I mean, just in the break there, we were talking about Muse and how, you know, you can't imagine them playing anywhere but a stadium, right? You know, we're a similar act.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah,
same light show.
We're going to hear some more music from Axis of Awesome here in a second, but I have to ask, now that you're kind of living in the United States, how have you found it? Do you like it, or
great.
Do you desperately miss home?
Next question.
I went to Medieval Times last night, and it was the best.
That is the best of America right there.
I bought a coif and a tabard and a little sword. It was so
awesome. That's only fun if you're drunk, be honest.
Oh, I was sober as. It was awesome.
He was drunk on Medieval Good Times.
Like, that green knight, what a naughty boy. What a naughty boy.
At least you're seeing the best of what our country has to offer in your time here.
If you've never been to Medieval Times, and I'm sure you all have multiple times, go to Medieval Times.
Don't go there, is what I'm saying. I'm saying don't. You're drunk.
You get half a chicken, and they're like, you have to eat the food with your hands, just like in Medieval Times. Would you like a Pepsi?
I just came from Vegas, and it sounds like the Excalibur Casino is just Medieval Times with roulette tables, right?
That's correct. That's about the same thing,
yeah. Hey, don't knock until you've tried it. All right, I think we may only have time for one more. Well, we'll see how long it is. But Axis of Awesome here on the Kevin and Bean Show, we're going to hear another number from him right now, right?
Live music, Axis of Awesome.
Let's do it.
I see your body, I push it close to mine. I reach on out and touch you, baby girl, you're looking fine. I touch your neck with my fingers and stroke those silky thighs. You just sit there, baby, you look at me with those eyes. You say it's sexual harassment. Yeah, it's sexual. Say I'm not allowed to comment on your figure. Well, if this will get me fired, baby, you can pull the trigger. You might feel uncomfortable when I stroke your hair. They say it's inappropriate. Well, baby, I don't care. Let me touch your shoulders. It can be relaxing. Brush myself against you while you're copying or faxing. Yeah, it's sexual.
What I intended. I'm staring at your chest, cause I care about your breasts. You're deserving of my perving, though you see that it's unnerving, girl. My gaze is never swerving, cause my pleasure you are serving. I'm hoping that my groping won't be cause for complaint, or that you take me back to court and file for restraint. When you slap it in that meeting, it caused me embarrassment. I said that it's love, you see, it's sexual harassment.
Yeah, it's sexual.
Ladies.
It is like having Muse in here. That's amazing.
Well, you couldn't see that in Radioland, but the UFO with the trapeze artist and the laser lights
came right down,
Axis of Awesome here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Always great to have them back on the show playing Largo Thursday night. $20 is all it is. Go to Largo Box Office or accessofawesome.net. I said we only had time for one more, but you promised us you have a short one that you can leave us with. Big laugh for us.
Yeah, well, you guys also requested this one, so we want to play it.
Well, there's that too.
It's a song about a subject that's very close to my heart. So it's, it's all about the chain restaurant KFC, which is,
Jordan and I weren't on board with this.
You weren't. This is all him?
It's all about it. know, they said no, and I said, no, let's do it. Come on, KFC, let's go. So let's hit it. Let's roll this track. I love it. Eat some chicken.
A sailor went to KFC to see what he could KFC, and all that he could KFC was the bottom of a bucket of KFC.
I was sitting at home, smoking some weed. Got a call from my G, say they wanna feed. The clock was ticking, I ain't tricking. The dog likes chicken, that's finger licking.
I got a call from my sister, dropped the phone and I missed her. I don't know what she wants, so I'll get her a twister.
I got the chicken fizzle bizzle with a hot and spicy sizzle. My nizzle's in the grizzle, a Kentucky frizzle chisel.
Some people think I'm bonkers when I eat KFC, but I'm just eating my lunch, ain't nothing crazy about me.
I like my food served in a bucket. Eat the chicken, take the bone and suck it.
A family feast at crazy prices. Enjoy all 11 secret herbs and spices.
Chicken as greasy as you can get. Wipe yourself up with
a moist towelette. Another dimension, new galaxy. Intergalactic KFCs.
Now you know your KFC. Next time won't you KFC?
How beautiful is that?
Man, I'm hungry.
I'm hungry, too.
My head is spinning for that one. Axes of Awesome, you guys are the best, man. Thanks for coming in on the Kevin DeBeach Show.
Great pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So, producer Alex tells me that on two separate occasions, Kevin, in Las Vegas, she has been in states of undress in a hotel room when the maid walked in.
Yeah.
I think we all know where we want that story to go, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, we'll find out if that's where it went, and we'll hear your stories of what happened when the maid walked into your hotel room coming up in about 20 minutes right here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
First, though, Bean, why don't you just let your dog go? I mean, at some point, it's kind. At some point, it's worth it.
What are you talking about? What dog?
Your dog.
What do you mean?
Atomic.
Your
dog that hurled himself down the stairs. Which one was that? Is that Atomic?
It was Atomic, but he didn't hurl himself down the stairs.
He's trying to end it.
He's 14 years old, and he's starting to have increasingly mobility problems. Okay. And that happens to a lot of older dogs. His back legs are crossed now, essentially, when he tries to walk.
I've never heard of that.
It's kind of sad. Well,
his back legs are crossed.
I know. It's tough. He's dragging himself around a little bit. It's kind of tough. But God bless him.
Sounds like a good life.
He's got so much spirit. He just plows on through. No matter how many times he falls down, he keeps getting up and trying again.
You know why? He wants out.
He doesn't want help.
He's not falling down. He's throwing himself down.
No, it was very unfortunate. I do the very best I can to keep him away from
situations where his back legs are crossed.
I try hard to keep him out of situations where he might hurt himself, but sometimes he gets to the stairs and he tries to go down them by himself and he just can't do that anymore.
Right.
That's all.
Anymore? What? He used to just run up and down them?
Well, of course he did when he was younger, before he was crippled.
Now he's using them for an out.
Oh. All right, why am I hearing in my headphones that Atomic is
on
the phone?
We have Atomic on the phone. We just thought we'd talk to your dog.
That's not possible. Atomic is not on the phone. Atomic, what's going on?
See, I'm in so much emotional pain.
That sounded like a cry to me.
You're not. Oh. Atomic, you have a very happy life. Why are you saying this?
Oh, F you. My life sucks and you're the reason.
Oh, no.
Hey, how come you've never spoken English to me in all the years you've been living in this
house? Who can get a word in edgewise with you? Jesus Christ.
He does talk a lot.
How did you know that Seattle was built upon a series of tunnels after a big fire?
Wait.
Did you know that the Mini Cooper is actually a smaller version of the Maxi Cooper? Shut up!
Really? He unloads.
14 years! I can't hear my own thoughts!
He unloads all of that on you as well?
Oh, everything's a little known fact. My own name is a cheesy pun! I'm Atomic Dog! Ha ha ha!
Yeah.
14 years!
Yeah.
I want to very... die.
Did you throw yourself down the stairs or fall?
Yes, I did. I threw myself down the stairs.
It wasn't an accident.
And I couldn't even do that right.
Oh, that's sad.
Your
back legs are really crossed?
Yes, they're crossed.
Never seen that.
It's not funny,
Does
by the
Pete
way.
At least give you one of those little chariots, one of those little dog chariots?
No, I just dragged myself around. He goes, oh, look, Donna. Oh, he's dragging himself around. Oh, isn't that sad? I wonder what's on the History Channel tonight.
I don't think. It is sad. I feel bad for you.
But you.
I'm impressed with the triumph of your spirit.
I'm going out.
No, don't. Wait, what are you doing? Atomic? What are you doing?
Oh, it's a vacuum cleaner.
Oh.
I'm scared of him. I figured maybe it was dangerous, but it turns out not so much.
So that didn't work?
Oh, no.
That's
all
right.
I got another method. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Is that a weed? Put that down.
Is that a weed eater?
What?
Chainsaw.
No. You don't need...
I need opposable thumbs to work this.
Oh, yeah, that's tough. Yeah.
You don't need to be playing with chainsaws, Atomic.
Hold on. Painkillers. Well, I just take all these painkillers.
No, don't take drugs.
And never wake up. That's all.
Come on.
I have no thumbs. I can't open this.
That whole no thumb sad. Thing is really making it hard.
That really makes it hard to kill yourself.
What's going on, Tommy?
You're putting your head in a blender?
No, I tased myself, bro.
Don't tase yourself,
I'm still
bro.
Fine.
Wow.
At least I pooped on the carpet. That makes me feel a little better.
That's good.
Oh, good. All right, I'm going to open up the stove here.
Oh, you turn on the gas?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet release. Bean, let him go.
Atomic, you got to...
Tell him it's okay.
Stop doing
tell him it's... Bean, tell him it's okay.
You've got a lot
Did
to live for.
Did you not pay the gas bill?
Tell him it's okay to go, Bean.
No,
a lot
I
of times people just need to hear that and then they can move on peacefully.
I don't want you to go, Atomic. I love you. I want you to stay. Oh, no. Oh, come on.
Cobain, party of one. Your table's ready.
You are listening to the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ, and it is 7:54.
Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. Time for another look at the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
No macho, no peace.
No
macho, no peace.
Oh, Dancing with the Stars? Is he on that show still?
Unacceptable.
He got kicked off?
Macho got the boot. Have you been watching, Ralph?
No.
then why are you so outraged?
Because Macho was my man. I put the mortgage on Macho.
Well, that may not have been smart.
He got knocked out in the 10th round. It just leaves Chelsea Kane, Hines Ward, and Kirstie Alley left in Dancing with the Stars. Because I feel like this show has been going on forever.
Well, in that
seems like Mike was on the show about a year and a half ago.
It does.
It was 2009, I think.
But it's all the same TV season. I mean, it just hasn't been that long. It does feel like it, though.
That Chelsea Kane, by the way, she's adorable.
I don't know.
I didn't know her before this show, but she's a tasty little treat.
Where do we know her from? What is she?
I think she's got a Disney show or something.
I think so.
One of those deals. But I think she's over 18.
All right.
So it's all good.
Good.
In the hood. More TV news. Lisa Edelstein has announced she will not be returning to House for the 8th and final season.
She's tired of being chased by that one-leg doctor. She's tired of it. She's had it.
One-leg doctor?
What's his deal? He has a cane?
That's his deal. He's got a cane.
All right.
She didn't have a deal in place for the 8th season. Neither did Robert Sean Leonard and Omar Epps. But those guys renewed their contract. She opted out because apparently they were asking her to take a pay cut. Because they're cutting back on the budget this year. She said that she's got mixed feelings. Looking forward to doing something new. But also will be sad to leave a character she's played for 7 seasons. But I think it'll be healthy for the show that we don't have to worry about House and Cuddy and their relationship anymore.
Yeah.
Because since they broke up this season, I'm like, all right, enough with these two. Enough with the Ross and Rachel of these two.
So make up your minds one way or the other and let's move on.
She'll be gone.
Plus, we get to see more hookers on the show now that House is single.
There was a hooker this week. Oh, was there a hooker? Boy, she was hooky. Lady Gaga has a new documentary about her life on MTV that'll premiere next Thursday. It's called Inside the Outside. And in the course of the one-hour documentary, she reveals how much Bruce Springsteen was an influence on her.
What?
You wouldn't have guessed that, would you?
Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah. She was a huge Boss fan when she was young.
She's the opposite of him in every way.
I know. It's
music,
so strange.
Stage show, everything.
Her father told her if she learned how to play Thunder Road on the family piano, he would take a loan out to buy her a baby grand.
Thinking it was a safe bet.
Yeah. Turns out she put her nose to the grindstone and buckled down and learned Thunder Road, which he said was hard to learn because it's basically just guitar chords and the melody line, so she had to sort of cobble it together, but she did, and Dad bought her that baby grand piano, and the rest is history.
So how about that?
We have Springsteen to blame for Lady Gaga. I'll never forgive him for that. And while we're talking about people and their life stories, Scott Weiland's got a new book out, that Not Dead and Not for Sale. It's his memoir.
We're going to talk to him next week about that.
And he reveals in the book that Velvet Revolver was a band put together just for the money. It's kind of disappointing news.
Yeah.
He said while he likes the band's first album, he said he can't call it music of his soul. And goes on to write that he took the gig just because the money was good. But in the end, he claims Velvet Revolver, and I quote, was essentially a manufactured product. Scott's book is out now, so you can read more about it. But I like that band. They did some good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. I mean, there are a lot of people who take a job for the money, and I guess entertainers are no exception. You know, people get on TV shows or do bad movies just because they want to get paid.
And now we know the mother of Arnold Schwarzenegger's love child. She's been identified. RadarOnline.com reported it Tuesday night. Her name is Mildred Patricia Baena. She's the 50-year-old housekeeper of Schwarzenegger who worked for him for 20 years.
Yeah.
According to those close to the housekeeper, she pursued Arnold in the late 90s, and she reportedly told friends that she and Schwarzenegger would have sex all the time during the day at his house while Maria was out.
I'm sure that's good news for her.
She claims that she didn't tell Arnold he was the father of the child until her boy was a toddler.
So he's known for 9 years, not 10?
Once Arnold found out, he has been paying child support and giving money to the family.
All right, let me ask Lisa the wife question, a new one for today, and that is, do you now have to move out of that house, Lisa?
Yes.
Well, she did.
Yeah, of course you do.
Maria did.
Oh, I didn't know if she left or if Arnold left.
No, she told Schwarzenegger to get out, and he refused. And she said, well, that's an easy fix. And she packed up her stuff and she took
off. Oh, okay. Because she never wants to set foot in that place again then if they've done it on every surface in the house, right?
Well, you just, I mean, the idea that she's been there all those years.
Yeah.
And this is the secret that's been going on. It's really ugly.
Reportedly, one story says while Maria was sleeping, the couple even did it on her chin.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Didn't wake her up?
No.
Wow.
There's plenty of room there. Could have had another couple join them. Today's celebrity birthday is Chow Yun-Fat. It's 56 years old. Singer-actress Martika, who gave us Toy Soldiers, is 42 years old. Tina Fey is 41 years old. Jack Johnson is 36 years old.
Oh, you couldn't do it. He tried. He tried to rush right through it, but we have to take the bell back.
Couldn't get there in time.
Sorry.
We need to take a look at this bell situation.
I hear you.
It's troubling. It's concerning. People are storming the doors of the studio here.
They are writing.
And the business line is ringing off the hook.
That's true.
We'll have to take a look at it later this week. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is
Everclear.
Right.
Yeah.
7 minutes after 8.
Your free tickets for Weenie Rose coming up this hour on The Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, producer Alex, how you doing?
You understand my daddy gave me a name and then he walked away.
It's true.
That happened.
Yes, that's what that song's about.
Just checking.
All right, welcome to a Wednesday Kevin and Bean Show. It's a terrible story. This guy, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, and of course he's French because this is how they roll. He is the chief of the International Monetary Fund. Kevin, explain to people in detail how the International Monetary Fund works. What do they do?
You're so funny. I don't have any idea.
This is the fund that is set up to help developing countries around the world. It lends money out to those people. And this is a guy, very, very serious guy, very powerful guy, very prominent guy, very rich guy, very successful guy. In fact, a guy who was on tap perhaps to be the next president of France. That's how popular he is there as a Frenchman. But the reason he's in the news and the reason we're talking about him for the first time ever is because he got arrested trying to get on a plane over the weekend after an employee at a hotel where he was staying, the Hotel Sofitel in New York City, claimed that she is a maid there. Well, she's claiming that, and that's also true. But she claims that she walked into the man's room as he was getting out of the shower naked. And what most of us would do in that situation is we would grab a towel and say, oh, could you come back in a few minutes? I'm not quite ready.
Or you know, we would let say, me, let I me check am out. Ready.
No,
if
that's
you
not
are.
Usually, that's
only
not
if
usually
you
what
are.
Happens. Right. Instead, he chased her down the hall and tried to have sex with her. So that's what he's in trouble for.
Did he chase her naked down the hall?
Yes, he did.
Like it, yeah.
Yes, he did. He chased her naked down the hall.
From that's there, what you want, old French man ass.
From there,
after
though,
you.
The story gets much uglier. So we'd like to split with the story now and talk about maids walking in on you, because it does happen a lot. It seems like maids have a lot of work to do, and they don't really care because they don't give you a lot of knocks or advance notice. It seems like they knock as they're opening the door.
And I was thinking about this. And by the way, Alex, you're right on. This guy is 62 years old and a little pudgy. And not, I mean, look, if you're going to be forcibly attacked by a naked man in a hotel, at least make him hot, right? That's
right.
What you're saying.
Have Hugh Jackman come after me.
Right, exactly. But here's the thing. Don't you think that most of the time the room is empty? I mean, maids are not really expecting to find people in their room. Most people in a hotel room are in a city for some reason, and they're not in their room at noon. Right?
Yeah, I think it depends on what time of day it is. Probably
right,
not.
But they don't typically do their rounds at noon. They do it in the morning when those of us who have been drunk all night in Vegas are usually sleeping.
Ooh, this happened to Alex. Good.
Twice.
Well,
it's always happened to me in Vegas. And I think because they just turn and burn.
They don't care.
They don't give an F.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to want to hear your stories, by the way. If you've either been in the room and the maid came in, how'd that go? Or if you're the household staff at a hotel and you're the one who's always walking in on naked people, and who knows what naked people are doing in that room, you can give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. Have your sexy time music up as Alex Alex tells us the story about what happened with her.
I'm waiting for the sexy time part.
They were both in Vegas at casinos and hotels. So I think the maids are just in a hurry and they want to check your room off the list.
Right.
The first time I was in the bathroom, and the bathroom was right next to the entryway, and there wasn't really a door. It was like one of those sliding glass fancy like doors.
Right.
And I was getting dressed and I was topless.
Hey, not so fast.
Putting my bra on top on, and they did the loud knock with the key as they're sliding, opening the door.
Sure.
Right? So they're doing like the walk and talk. They don't really give you the reason that you knock people is to wait.
But they're busy.
The second for someone to respond. So they did that, and I was sort of, you know, had my hands crossed over my head. I was oh, hi.
Now,
I literally screamed that because I didn't know what else to do.
Could I take over the story from here?
Yes, so please do. I like your version way better.
So then Alex said, hey, can you help me with this? And then the maid said, absolutely.
Totally. No, and then she just sort of did a little scream, was like, oh, I'm so sorry, and sort of pulled out of the door. And then I finished getting dressed. But the time that was really bad was...
Before you go on, Alex.
Yes.
It has to happen so often for housekeeping, right? Especially in big hotels with so many guests every single day. You're working there year after year. It has to happen a lot. Do you think it has any effect on household staff at all? As embarrassing as it is for you to have somebody walk in on you when you're topless, don't you think they just go, well, that's the third time that's happened today. I'll just come back.
Based on their attitude and behavior, I don't know what they could see at this point in a hotel room in Las Vegas that would surprise them them stop.
I would think Vegas would be different than all other cities.
Yeah.
Just in Vegas, they've seen it all. Nothing matters.
Right.
In most cities, I wouldn't think they would be quite so jaded. But
housekeeping walks in and there's a goat in the room. They just roll their eyes and move on, right? I mean, nothing phases
them. Please get that off the sofa.
Yeah.
The second time I was asleep...
By the way, this happens more than once. I think it's you.
No, you know? It's not me. I was asleep.
You were asleep.
I think you've got a sign on your door that says housekeeping. Come on in.
No, I was asleep in bed and I was by myself.
What are you wearing?
Nothing.
That's why I got freaked out.
I was by myself and they did, again, the loud knock, sliding the key as they're opening the door. And at this point, I was in the bedroom, so it was a little farther back. So she's like walking in with the cart and I was kind of asleep and I heard it. And then I woke up and there's a person standing over my bed. And she's like, oh, because, you know, the covers are so big and all the pillows and it's just me in there. And I just went, what the F are you doing here? Get the F out. And I was just screaming because she scared the crap out of me.
How am I supposed to use this music if that's your story?
Because it wasn't.
Well, stop.
I was naked in bed alone and I woke up with a person in there. I was like,
how long had she been there staring at you?
I don't know.
An hour?
I was like, please. I was like, get out. I just shouted at her. And then I was like waking up holding the covers over me. I was like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
I have to ask this question because everyone's thinking it. Is anyone suspicious of Alex's story that she was ever in bed alone? I mean, come on. That doesn't sound right. That's not our Alex.
Well, he had left. So that.
Oh,
yes.
He already left.
Hello?
Okay.
No. We do not have sleepovers. All right. Thank you. Goodbye. Go home.
All right. right. So 1-800-520-1067. Do we have time? Can we take Allison real quick, and then we'll take more when we come back? We want to hear from you if you've either had the housekeeping walk in on you at an embarrassing time, or if you've been the one doing the walking in on the people. Either story is fine. Allison, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks a lot for calling.
Hi, good morning.
Hi there.
Morning.
So I was in Italy recently, and I was in the shower, and I heard some noise outside, and I thought nothing of it outside of the bathroom. I grabbed my towel, about to put it around me. I go to open the bathroom door, and the maid is grabbing the bathroom door at the same time.
Wait, she's grabbing the door handle to come in?
Yep.
Yeah.
Naked. Terrified me, and...
Wait, the maid was completely naked?
I was completely naked.
Oh. Okay, continue.
But, and she didn't leave.
What?
Yeah, kind of hold myself in the bathroom until they were done.
So are you serious?
She didn't leave. Maybe she was really in a hurry. Look, you're naked. Whatever, I've seen it. Let's go. Let's get on with this.
Did she ask you, just stay here? Just cover yourself with a towel and I'm going to finish the room? Did you ask her to leave?
I didn't speak Italian. Nah. I didn't understand her.
I can't believe you didn't do the international, you know, like hand signal to get out of the room, come back later. I mean, I'm surprised that you would just hide in the bathroom until they were done. That's crazy.
What's she supposed to do?
She's supposed to wave the housekeeping off. That's what she's supposed to
do. Wrap a towel around yourself, open the door, and say,
or say
yourself.
Hey, look at these. And maybe that's the direction you want to go.
Hey, look at these is way better. Yeah. All right, Allison, thank you very much for the call. 1-800-520-1067. That's our number. We'll take your calls right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I sort of have a bone.
Pursuant to our topic here on the Kevin and Bean Show, Joe writes in, I'm working right now, I can't call, but living and working in Thailand about 2 years ago, I was in the shower and the hotel maid must have let herself in, somehow not heard me in the shower, and she opened the door and I'm standing there buck ass naked. She screamed, turned around, ran away as fast as she could. Later that day, I went down to the lobby and noticed the same maid was smiling at me. Now, I believe every part of this story up until this last line.
All right.
Later that night, well, you know what happened.
Oh, right. Come on.
Our token gay listener number one, Micah, writes in, Dear Kevin and Bean, did you just say forcibly attacked by a naked man in a hotel? Where do I sign up? Well, I don't know that it works like that, Micah, but we are taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. You were walked in on while you were in a hotel room by housekeeping. What's your story?
Or you were housekeeping and you walked in on somebody. Yeah. All right, let's start with Steve. Steve, hi there. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thanks. So,
all right. So I was at a pharmaceutical convention hotel, and you know, there's a lot of hot women walking around and whatnot, so I kind of got the urge to, you know,
sure,
take care of business. Went upstairs, there I am doing it, and right then, in the middle of my action, pleasuring myself, maid walks in. She is locked eye to eye with me, and I was at the point of no return.
Wait. She was staring you in the eye and didn't, like, it was almost a staring battle with...
It was crazy. She was like a deer in the headlights, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do? I was at the point where I couldn't stop. There was no return. And there I finished my business, and she just...
Hey, how about a little help, you should have said.
Yeah. Right? No. I should have thought about that.
Wait a minute. So she stayed and did her work?
She locked eyes with me, and then she must have just been mortified. She backed up, turned around, and walked out, and I had no idea what happened after that.
Yeah.
Wow.
She immediately texted all of her friends. That's what happened.
A photo, yeah.
Now, did that make it hotter for you in retrospect, or not as hot for you in retrospect?
Well, at that point, it was, like, too late. I was literally...
Yeah, we got it.
No, we
got
it. Understand. Yeah. I'm just wondering,
gotcha.
As you think back on it, though, does it make... never mind. Thank you all for the call. We appreciate it. Paul's doing his own show. Let's try, or whatever that guy's name was. Let's try Paul on line 5. Hey, Paul, thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened to you?
Hey, Kevin and Bean, Lisa May.
Hi. Hello.
What's going on? Long story short, San Francisco trip with the wife. Very excited. We've never been to a nice hotel. We get a hotel, and we're, you know, doing the whole deed. And pretty much it's the morning, so I said, hey, you know, morning, you know, hey, might as well do something about it. She comes in. We hear something. I'm like, you know, I'm telling my wife, you know, shut up. I didn't hear anything. So I'm like, you know, and we hear something again. I'm like, shut up. I didn't hear anything.
Shut up. I don't hear anything. Shut up.
Shut up. Don't ruin my concentration.
It's like, okay, no, you know, shut up because you're not going to let me finish. And all of a sudden, we hear a little click, and I was like, what the hell is that?
And did she say, shut up?
She goes, yeah. She just looked at us and like, oh, my God. And I looked at my wife. I'm like, oh, my God. And she just totally tripped, literally balls. I was like, wow, really? Lady, you just staring at us and just standing there. And she just literally just turned around, walked away like nothing happened. We saw her basically in the hallway,
and she's just laughing her ass off.
I love it.
And I'm like, okay, was that like a laughter of my,
yes,
or just
she was laughing. She was laughing at you.
Both.
Yeah, no question. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
All right. Do we want to talk to Stephanie? I think Stephanie also got washed while she was doing it in a hotel room, this time in Las Vegas. Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
Yes, it was Fashion Week for Las Vegas. We were there on Monday, and that was Valentine's Day, actually, at the Paris Hotel.
Right.
So I love morning sex, so we're making love. And I didn't hear the door open up, nothing. And when I put my foot down and look over my wife's shoulder, that's when I saw her standing there with her eyes open. She was holding the towel. Just watching us.
Now, if she's just watching you, isn't that her standing there waiting for an invitation to join in?
That's what I'm saying.
No, because I said, what are you doing? And then my wife's like, what are you talking about?
So your wife still didn't know she was there.
Well, no, then by then she turned around, and then I said to the maid, I said, you know, what are you doing again? And she said, I apologize, but I've never seen two women have sex before.
Fantastic.
She all said right. that to you.
And that's I said right. back, well, now you know how we have sex.
Hang on, I got to change the music.
That is the greatest story that I've ever heard in my life, I think. I love that so much.
I'm not shy. My wife is, and she was mortified the rest of the day. And I said, if we helped her come out, we helped her came out.
Right.
That's right.
In or out.
You did the right thing. And you should have told her to come back same time tomorrow is what you should have done. Weenie Roast, right around the corner, coming up on Saturday, June 4th. Completely sold out. Great lineup again this year, including Bad Religion, Cage the Elephant, The Strokes, Rise Again, so much more. Oh, yeah, and a little band we like to call Linkin Park. Kevin, why do we like to call them that?
That's their name.
That is their name. That's exactly right. And we're looking for Linkin Park fans right now. If you want to see the band and all the others, 1-800-520-1067. Hit it, Steve.
Kevin and Bean cordially invite you to play Strinkin' Park. Simply identify the Linkin Park song played by the string quartet and be entered into a drawing to win 2011 Weenie Roast tickets. It's so simple, even a peasant can do it.
Peasant?
Okay, we'll find out.
Bean, I found out why this music exists. Remember how we always ask that question? Omar says that he DJs weddings all the time, but he does the fun ones where they like to have fun music. But in older people's weddings where they have to have like classical music, they play this kind of stuff, and younger people like it, too, because they recognize it,
right.
But the older people don't know that they're playing that music.
Right, because Linkin Park is way better than stupid Mozart or Bach.
No, I'm saying for weddings where the people getting married don't like Linkin Park.
No, I got you. Okay, I got you. Right. And that's the only reason this subgenre of music is. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've always wondered, if you're a Linkin Park fan, buy the Linkin Park record. That's why would you need this?
Than these versions. But if you can recognize violins and whatever else is playing on here, the Linkin Park song, you'll go into a drawing to win the tickets.
Okay. All right, let's give it a try. You go into the drawing, so... good luck to you. Philip is going to be on line one. He'll be our very first contestant. So, Philip, you got it. We're going to play a Linkin Park song done by a string quartet. All you need to do is identify the title of the song. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Here you go. Good luck.
All right.
Easy.
Easy.
No, I think that's easy. I mean, I'm not good at games like this, but...
What do you think there, Phil?
One Step Closer. I want to hear, I
want to feel what I thought was never real. That was pretty easy, I thought.
That's all Philip's fault there, right? It's not like it was Kevin and Bean whistling the hits and it was bad and you couldn't tell what song it was. I mean, it sounded exactly like the melody of Somewhere I Belong. Okay.
But it's hard for me to judge because I would be horrible at these games.
How about Claudia next on the Kevin and Bean Show? Claudia, ready to play?
Yes.
Did you know the last one, Claudia?
Yes, I did.
Okay. It was easy then. Here we go. That would be me right there. That's what I would be
like. It's Claudia Hums the Hits.
I've heard the song. What are the words? Yeah. We were hoping for a title rather than just...
oh, my God.
Claudia.
What's that song called, Claudia?
Yeah.
If the band were to give that song a name.
I can hear it. I can hear it.
I know you can.
All right. In 3, 2, 1.
Numb.
No.
it's faint. Sorry, thank you for the call.
Faint. Nice try, though. You know, Carlos is next. When we see Linkin Park in a couple weeks, we should ask them what they think about versions like this of their songs, because in one way it's a tribute, and in another way it's an abomination of God.
All right, Carlos, hi.
Good morning.
Are you ready for Strinkin' Park?
Yes.
Here's your song.
Very dramatic ending.
Oh, God. What song is that?
Oh, how dare you? That's the hook of the song. That's where they say the title.
I know. I just went brain dead. I had the other ones that I can't do.
Yeah.
A lot of excuses. Not very many titles coming from you.
I'm going to need a title.
Crawling.
Yeah, it's Breaking the Habit.
All right, Lisa, as we go to Julie, give me a recap on all the contestants that are in the drawing right now to win the tickets.
So far, I have none.
None. Okay, none. Very soon we're going to sudden death, but not just yet. Julie, ready to play?
Yes.
Right. How have you been doing so far, listening on hold? Did you know any of the previous ones?
Sort of.
Okay,
I feel good about this.
I don't have much hope. Good luck.
It's a slam dunk. Here we go.
Yes, Julie. Is it? Sound like there was going to be more to that sentence, like maybe a title?
Oh, my God, I know that one.
Yes.
Oh, good. Just tell us what it is then.
That's
you're in the drawing.
Great. That's great news compared to the last people.
Okay, if you know it, what's it called?
Sit in the End?
All right.
Yeah, that is, that's numb, is what that is.
Lisa,
that's
an update on the contestants that are in the drawing.
Still none.
None.
Are there Linkin Park fans listening right now who are pulling their hair out because they know them all?
Yeah, they're like, what's happening right now? If I was on the phone, I could get them so easy. Yeah.
All right, I feel good about Anthony. I don't know why, I just do. Anthony, you're not going to disappoint me here. You're going to know this one, right?
Hope not.
You hope not?
He hopes not to disappoint you. There was two questions there, Bean.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
Here you go. Good luck.
Sad little song.
Yeah.
Too much of it, too.
A big piece.
All right. We didn't cheat you on the length of time we gave you to listen.
Anthony, what is the name of that Linkin Park song? All right, we're in sudden death.
I know it.
After Anthony, we're in sudden death.
Oh, you know it? Great. What's it called?
Give us the name of the song. Okay.
Wow. Waiting for the end to come. All right, I'm waiting for the end to come. I know exactly where you're coming
sudden
from.
Sudden death.
Got to be sudden death. At this point, if you get it, there's no drawing. You will win tickets to Weenie Rose. Who's it going to be?
Valerie?
Hi.
We're in sudden death. That means you don't go into a drawing. It means you automatically win if you get it. Like all of the people before you have not done.
Yeah, I've got to be kidding me.
All right, are you ready? No pressure. Here you go. If you don't get that,
oh my God!
Are you kidding me? Kill yourself!
Oh man!
Wait, hold on.
You know, in other nations, they would fall on their sword, and you should.
We need a guess. What's your guess?
What's the title of that song? It even had the.
Oh, Valeria, you disappoint me. God, does nobody know Linkin Park songs anymore? Is that the world we're living in now?
These versions apparently are harder than we think. But
yeah. All right. Sudden death, round two. Jose, seriously, Jose, I've never wanted anything more than to get out of this bit. Will you please end the nation's misery and answer the damn question? All right, are you ready?
I am ready.
There you go.
All right, good night.
He got it.
Say it again.
I got it.
Say it again. In the end. I tried so hard. And Yes. I can't tell you how many ways I was going to come to your house and kill you if you didn't know that one. In the End is right. Congratulations. You're seeing Linkin Park and all the bands at Weenie Roast. Thanks for playing Strinkin' Park.
That was Kevin and Bean's Strinkin' Park. Don't you feel a little better now that you've played?
Hey, Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beyond the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Well, it's not just showbiz news.
It's more than that?
It is.
All right.
I've got passes to give away to the red carpet world premiere of The Hangover Part 2.
Why would anyone want to participate in such a thing?
Because it's awesome. One of the funniest movies
ever. Best movie ever made?
Well, easy. All right, back
off. Best movie ever made.
Back off just a little bit. Just a hair. Just a touch.
Nope.
The sequel, Part 2. This time, the boys, instead of going to Vegas, go to Bangkok.
Wow, this is good.
That's in Thailand. if you'd like to see the movie, well, alongside of the likes of Bradley Cooper and Ed Helms and Zach Galifianakis and Justin Bartha and Ken Jeong and Mike Tyson, you can go to the red carpet world premiere tomorrow night at Grauman's Chinese Theater in beautiful downtown Hollywood, California. If you are one of two callers?
Yes, two.
1-800-520-1067. I've got two pairs of passes left. Giving them away right now at that phone number. Call in now and win. Like that. That's my new catchphrase. Is that going to work?
No.
Call in now and win.
I don't think so.
It's going to catch on?
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll work on it.
Now we know who Arnold was banging. Mildred Patricia Baena. By the way, one of our Latino listeners emailed me and said, Baena in Spanish means whale.
Sweet.
If you've seen the photos, you know it's more than appropriate. I don't like it. Some of the websites, we're looking at one right now, has a picture of her looking remarkably like Cesar Romero without the Joker makeup.
Yeah, it's true.
but they got most of them are blurring out the kid's face. This one does not, which I think is kind of out of hand. You don't want to out the kid, for God's sake.
That's not his fault.
It's not his fault. Right. Now this 10-year-old's got his picture up all over the internet, and people are going to, you know, say, kindergarten cop kid, you know, that kind of stuff. Kids can be cruel.
We've not heard one funny joke about Arnold since this, have we?
No.
Out of all the jokes that people are emailing and texting and
We don't need any, he's the inseminator, he's the sperminator.
None of them are funny.
No.
Now, why would you bring that up, Kevin? Because now you're inviting people to send
Bean was saying, please email me funny jokes. And let's get one funny joke about Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'll bet you can't make me laugh. I think are the
That's
words
what
he
Bean
said
when we were just before we went on the air. So,
all right, if you're going to put it on me, then send it to my email address, ralph@krock.com.
You don't think people are going to fall for that, do you, Bean? Not for a minute.
Probably for all of us. Yeah.
You know how I love the auctions, the memorabilia auctions.
You sure do. Mm-hmm.
This one's no different. This weekend, Profiles in History had their big celebrity auction. I think we're going to talk to him. I think we're going to talk to Joe Maddalena, the head of Profiles in History, sometime soon. Their show, Hollywood Treasures, is coming back on Sci-Fi. Oh, I love that show so much.
That makes one of us.
This weekend, they auctioned off Robin's sidecar go-kart from the old 1960s Batman TV series and movie.
Right.
$30,000.
Is it real?
Yes, it was real.
Were you on the phone like when it was 2 and 3 and then the people started going higher and you're like, oh, come on!
I think the starting bid was like $20,000. It was already way out of my league. We went for $30,000 this weekend. I was so bitter and jealous.
How much would you have paid for it if you could afford it, Ralph?
All?
If I could afford it, I would have paid $30,000. But whatever it took to win it, I would pay for it. I would love to have that hanging on my wall.
But then people would come in and you go, that's the real one. And they go, really?
Yes, I would. I go, look at it. Worship it. Yeah. Bow before it.
Yeah, you would
say Burt that. Ward had his ass on that Naugahyde right there. That's what I would tell people. Take a sniff. Smells like Robin. Smells like early bird catching the worm. But John Lennon's handwritten lyrics for Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds went up for auction this weekend.
Yeah.
$237,000.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
Kevin, would you throw that away if you had it?
Yeah.
No,
you know, I know that
he
I would
blow his nose with it.
I would
wipe his butt and then throw it away.
In all honesty, I would auction it. Yeah, I mean, I'm not interested in it, but yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was up for auction this weekend, too. I wonder what that went for. They were saying it was going to go for about $1 million.
The entire movie or the car?
The car. Okay. The actual Chitty Chitty Bang Bang from the movie, yeah. Today's celebrity birthday is Chow Yun Fat.
Hey!
He's 56 years old today. singer and actress Martika celebrates her 42nd birthday. She gave us that hit song Toy Soldiers. Still don't have Toy Soldiers, do we?
Yeah. No. I put the kibosh on it.
Did you mix that? Isn't she the daughter of somebody famous, too?
Martika?
Oh, I don't know about that.
We'll have to look into her biography.
Let's do a complete Martika breakdown in your next show.
I think we should. We'll take a
fun facts about Martika.
We'll take a closer look at Martika in about 45 minutes.
Or Behind the Music with Ralph Garvin.
I thought she was the parent.
You know, we're still on the air, right?
We're looking it up now.
I know, but...
I'd like to hear a little bit of Toy Soldiers, by the way. That would make my day to hear a little clip of her famous number one hit. But somebody's the Grinch and the Scrooge and all bad people rolled into one.
All right, I have it.
All right, Kevin's going to go.
With our fingers, we make million holes.
Kind of a strange.
We run and we fall into potholes.
I didn't hear anything about Toy Soldiers, but.
Oh, God, that's so awful.
That is bad.
Tina Fey's 41. Jack Johnson's 36 years old today. And Rob Garvin walks his beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, star of Twilight, Rob Pattinson, joining us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, Rob?
Been better, but whatever.
Rob, you complain a lot. You complain a lot about fame. Remember when you said...
It's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah, but mostly you talk about being a curse. Remember when you said that sometimes you just sit in your hotel room with your guitar? And your guitar's
your only friend.
Your guitar's your only friend. Remember
my
that?
My guitar's my only friend. It's all I have in this world.
Right.
Except for a ton of model vagina.
Right, you do have model vagina, that's true. But listen, I'm glad you stopped by today because a lot of people are looking at you and your other cast members in the Twilight franchise and saying, are these people really movie stars or are they just lucky to be associated with such a popular franchise as Twilight? And a lot of people are looking at this Water for Elephants movie that you just had recently saying this is going to be a test of Rob Pattinson's drawing power. And frankly, a lot of people have been disappointed not only with the movie but with the box office, and that's got to sting a little bit.
Oh yeah, I've been a little bit disappointed with the box office.
You have as well.
It's not exactly living up to my huge hit. My expectations, but I mean, I know it's not because of me. Let's be realistic.
How do you know it's not because of you?
Because like, I know I've not only seen the movie, I was in the movie. Stupid.
No, I know you were in there.
And you're saying you were excellent in it, right?
I mean, I practically melted the film with my amazing cinematic achievements there in this picture.
So what went wrong and why didn't everyone like it?
Well, I wrote a song about it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Elephants are the worst animals in the world. The body looks like one giant ball sack.
Come on now.
Seriously, right, Lisa? Yeah, it's all wrinkly and kind of tough like foot skin, but then somehow you can pull it like gum. Drill their tusks off.
I don't care that people do that in the Congo.
Okay,
Rob.
They should use their tusks for crack pipes and smoke blood diamonds with them.
Rob, so you think just the
can
animal,
you smoke
the
blood diamonds?
Sure. The animal, the elephant, is to blame?
Yeah, if it was, say, Water for Doggies, it would have been a smash hit, right?
You
go see that. Like, hey, Rob Pattinson's feeding a terrier some water. That's pretty cute. You know?
I don't know that I would see that.
You know what else was a big problem?
What?
Reese Witherspoon's a stupid bitch.
Oh, you're
And she's got a giant face, and she looks like a dude, like Kevin says.
But I don't
know if she really is a dude, because she wouldn't let me inside a trailer to give her the beef. What a stupid giant head bitch. Seriously, it looks like a pumpkin, like Ichabod Crane, or that dude who rode a horse in that one book. I forgot his name. The head looks like a kettlebell. I want to do some squats with it, because it's that big, and she's got a weird pudgy body like a seal.
All right, so the elephant was to blame. Your co-star Reese Witherspoon was to blame, but you, Rob Pattinson, you were fine in the film. That's what you're saying. That's the point.
Are those the only problems, or is there more?
I mean, elephant.
Well, sure. I mean, there's other problems.
I'm just saying.
I mean, there was this one camera guy who was a dick.
Right.
I think he purposely ruined the lighting on a lot of shots of Rob Pattinson. Cause I am so beautiful, my skin is pasty. Believe me, it's still tasty. Lisa May, why don't you take your bra off?
Okay,
I know you want to. I'm looking at your boobies. Those are the only cans I care about. Screw the Cannes Film Festival.
Oh, they boo you.
I want to see what's inside Lisa May's brassiere.
Okay, all
right. Let's make
Rob,
one thing clear.
What? It can't be everyone else's fault.
I mean, it was a very popular book.
Yeah. Yes, that's a good point. It had a built-in fan base,
yeah,
right.
People were looking forward to this.
Maybe it's you.
Very popular book. Oh, yeah, right. Okay. And people who read really come out to see Rob Pattinson movies, right? There's a big problem. There's a big disconnect. You ever heard of Twilight, bitch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very popular book.
And then you throw Rob Pattinson in the movie. Very popular movie.
Right.
So, same thing should happen. What's the common theme here? What's the one outlier? Fathead and stupid ball sack skin. Okay, ball sack skin elephant, fathead McGee, whatever his name is.
And the camera guy.
And the camera guy, because he's a dick, right?
That's hard to argue with.
And
yes,
we filmed that movie in France.
Okay, so French people.
Smell.
Uh-huh.
And
did you write a song about that?
Let's not forget World War II. Where were you? Where were you? We needed you to help protect the Jew, but you ran away like a little bitchy, bitchy, bitchy bitch. My dad, Robert Pattinson Sr., was breaking people off on Normandy while you ran away to smell like fish. Trust me, I've had sex with a lot of French girls. Okay. Their vagina smells like three-day-old Gouda.
All right, listen.
All right,
Rob,
listen.
It's just getting ugly now.
It's not getting ugly.
Plus, you didn't film it in France.
Did they?
No.
I haven't really seen the film.
106.7, K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 9:39.
Woo! Why are we wooing Ralph?
Because?
Showbiz time?
It's rock and roll, baby. That's why. Because we're off the chain. Because we don't play by your rules, old man.
What are you talking
because
about?
Because we're outlaws. Ow!
What's happening?
Party!
Why are you so excited? What are you so happy about?
Oh, just trying to have some fun.
Oh, okay.
What was I thinking?
I'm with you. It's just it's so rare that you crack a smile. We thought something must be going on that we didn't know about.
Well, when I do crack a smile, good idea just to beat me back down again and make sure I'm having no fun whatsoever. That's the way to enjoy it.
I just said, hey, what's going on?
What new information has come out in the sci-fi world?
Did they announce a Thor sequel? Is that why you're so happy?
Just having fun, man. Having fun. Haley Steinfeld, who was in True Grit, congratulations. She is not only a 14-year-old Oscar-nominated superstar, but she just signed a deal with Miu Miu Clothing, and she will apparently be the spokesperson for their fall and winter ad campaigns.
For what clothing?
Miu Miu, M-I-U-M-I-U.
Okay.
She is following in some pretty big footsteps. Maggie Gyllenhaal, Katie Holmes, and Kirsten Dunst have all represented the fashion house previously, so it's sort of a big deal to be the actress tapped. To be the face of Miu Miu.
Miu Miu.
It's all made from cat skin, apparently, all their clothes.
I don't think that's true.
Wouldn't that be awesome, though, if it was true? Congratulations to Armie Hammer. You may remember him as the Winklevoss twins from Social Network.
Sure.
He has been tapped. It's official now to play the Lone Ranger opposite Johnny Depp's Tonto in the upcoming movie for Disney. Hammer's a good choice, by the way.
Is he?
Yes.
All right.
He seems too modern to me. He looks like a 21st century guy. You know what I'm saying? Some people have that kind of, they can be an 18th century guy and pull it off, or a 19th century guy, and they look like they fit in at that time period. This guy doesn't to me.
Does that make any sense? We'll make a note.
Not to me.
Really?
But look, either. Maybe in your world it all works out, but... he's a big, strapping guy. He's like 6'3". He's a broad-shouldered. He was supposed to play Batman in the Justice League movie some years ago when they were developing that.
Oh, no kidding.
He is very much the classic matinee idol, heroic, good-looking kind of dude, which is traditionally the Lone Ranger. And I think he's going to do a good job. So,
all right, I hope so. I like the Lone Ranger. I hope it's good.
We all do. I have faith. Leonardo DiCaprio, he's got faith that when he breaks up with a supermodel like Bar Raffaelli, he's going to end up somewhere just as hot. Well, turns out Blake Lively was next in line. That's who he's hanging with these days. Word is the two were introduced by Baz Luhrmann. He said, if I could give you one piece of advice, bang Blake Lively would be it. And Leonardo took him up at his word. They are hanging out at the Cannes Film Festival as we speak, and according to onlookers, they are quite cozy.
All right.
You guys know Danielle Staub from Real Housewives of New Jersey?
No, I don't watch that show.
She was such a gargantuan snatch that they fired her from that show.
Really?
Yes.
You get fired from that show?
How much of an a-hole do you have to be to get fired from Real Housewives of New Jersey?
Wow.
Right.
So she's got to make a buck, right?
Sure.
She just signed a 3-year deal with Scores Strip Club. That's where she'll be performing for the next 3 years, Scores in New York City. So if any of you out there want to see a 48-year-old overly cosmetic surgeried former TV reality star, Scores is the joint for you.
Why would they give her a 3-year deal? Wouldn't they try her out for a couple of months and see if anyone's interested?
You don't want to lose her to a competing team. That's what you got to do when you lock up your draft picks.
She just got to sit up there and smoke and go, they can come to me if they want me. I don't have to go walk around.
You
want a
lap dance? Dance on this. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Chun Yao Fat. He's 56 years old today. Martika celebrates his 42nd. His 42nd birthday.
He's looked better.
Her 42nd birthday. You know, we've done a lot of research into Martika in the past hour.
Too much.
Oh, did you take it up to the lab on 13?
Yeah. She is not of famous lineage. Her parents aren't famous, but she was one of the child stars of Kids Incorporated, one of our favorite TV shows.
No way.
We were all growing up. Yeah, she danced and sang alongside of Fergie, who was also in the Kids Inc. lineup while she was. I'm pretty sure Jennifer Love Hewitt also in the Kids Inc. show at one time or another.
It's quite a show.
She, of course, gave us famously the number one hit song, Toy Soldiers.
Now, the way you said that, it made it sound like we were going to hear some of Toy Soldiers.
I thought we did. I thought we were going to pull some.
No, that's
Bjork again. Didn't we have a conversation where we said we were going to get some Toy Soldiers to play in the next showbiz?
Kevin overruled it.
Oh, he did again? Oh, okay.
No, I overruled it the first time. I didn't really care.
I thought last time we just had the conversation, we said we were going to do a little
in-depth Martika research. Yeah, you said in-depth Martika research.
And Bean said, I'd like to have some of that song. Right. I said, yeah, we'll have that too. We'll do a little, we'll do an up close and personal look.
That struck me as a bad idea. I thought that was all like a joke about what a horrible idea that would be.
I see. Okay. All right.
Well. Why do you hate, Kevin, to listen to 8 seconds of a song from the 90s that might bring back some fond memories for people?
There'd be
a
song
at least they probably love.
There'd be like an Oh Yeah moment where people go, yeah. Oh yeah, I remember that song. That's Martika.
Step
Happy birthday.
By step. Row by row.
Not talking about putting in regular rotation, just 8 seconds on the woman's birthday. That's all.
Why does Kevin hate
Martika? Our new segment. Why does Kevin hate Martika?
All right, we have the song. We'll play the freaking song.
I'm bringing love.
Come on. Yes. That is not Martika.
Here's what happens.
At all.
Omar is in a different studio and he can talk in my headphones. Whenever he says, I've got it in here, he does. That's the first time he's ever thrown it.
Well, because it was his song. He wanted that lap song to be taking off.
He sure did.
Yeah, he's in the lab working on more lap music, by the way.
That's why he can't give us Martika, which we asked for.
He's too busy working up I Want a New Lop by Huey Lewis in the News or some other hilarious parody song he's working on in there. Anyway, sorry, Martika. You don't deserve a tribute. Next year, we'll get back to you. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have Adam Carolla in studio.
Yeah.
With This Week in Rage, we have you dated a person before they were famous. There's a picture
today. Before they were stars.
There's a picture today of good old what's her name?
Jennifer Beal?
No.
Jessica Alba.
Yeah. And her date for the prom.
Yeah.
And that made us think there's got to be a lot of people who have gone out with some. And then that person went on to become famous and you didn't.
He's created a website or something for that photo. I think that was the story, that he sort of created an internet shrine for that moment in his life because he's been regretting it ever since they broke up.
I was saying earlier off the air, Ralph, I mean, think about if you're Angelina Jolie's first husband or Jennifer Lopez's first husband and you guys get divorced. I mean, you were married to this person. You get divorced and then they just go on to become international superstars and sex symbols and among the most beautiful and highly coveted people in the world. And you're sitting at home going, yep, sure used to be married to that.
Yeah, but then you look at him and you go, wow, he didn't deserve to have her then.
No, he did not. Look at her. Look
what
at how
dork he is. She
look
looks
how
the
smoking
same.
Hot she was in high school.
That's crazy.
Yes.
And we've got your tickets for Weenie Roast tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean.